On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Hey, everybody out in podcast land. Time for the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. Brought to you by the Hard Rocking Trivia Show playlist on Spotify. Check it out. I work from home full time now. And I have it on probably 3 days a week. Just because, and I'd never hear the same song over again because we put so many songs on there. It's awesome.
Damn it. You work at home all the time now?
Yeah.
That rules.
Yeah, it's good and bad, you know, because I get up and I come check my email. It's like 7 in the morning. Then I go get breakfast and get cleaned up. And then, you know, like it's after 6:30 here now. And I just checked my email before we got on here. So it's good and bad. You know, it's nice that I can just go downstairs, get a drink. Go watch Sports Center while I'm having lunch.
Oh, you poor baby.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
You earned it. All those years of working.
Oof.
30-some years, and now you got a gig like that. Congrats.
Yeah, it is pretty nice.
Yeah, that doesn't suck.
No.
So, I read the John Corabi book, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, and sent it off to Danny, and he read it, so now he has to give us a full book report. Ready, go.
A book report? Man, I'm not at homework. Okay. Anyway, great book. I mean, I've always thought that Motley Crue album with him on it was their best.
Agreed. It's great.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a huge Vince Neil fan anyway, but John Corabi's voice is just awesome. And he writes some amazing songs. And this book, it's like, damn, his experiences were unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, I totally believe it, but just it's amazing all the shit he went through.
Yeah, and speaking of that, I think when he was talking about his childhood, remember the story about, vegetable oil? And in the beginning, he talks about putting the vegetable oil up their ass to make the kid fart.
Yeah.
I never heard of that before.
Me neither.
I was like, what? That's genius. I mean, you should read the book just for that story. But yeah, the guy was experienced a lot. Seems to have a good attitude about it, but just missed out on making it huge.
Yeah, it's amazing. He talks about all his time in Motley Crue, and then when he's done in Motley Crue, he's didn't have any more money than when he started.
Yeah, it's like
sucked.
Just never could quite get it. It's like bummer.
Yeah, but
yeah, I saw that Motley Crue and Def Leppard did a whole South American thing, which is weird because Def Leppard plays all their instruments and sings live, and Motley Crue plays to track, including the vocals, the drums, and the bass.
Man.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know all how talented Tommy Lee and Nikki Sixx are. John Five, there's no question he can play that stuff.
Yeah. It's not that difficult either. I don't think it is. I think Tommy Lee can still play. I think they can play. I think they just choose not to because they know that Vince can't sing worth a damn. So they says, okay, we can't really sing the background vocals. Put some singers on stage with you. Put them behind you. A lot of bands do that.
Something.
Bon Jovi does it. Toto does it. Put some singers back there. Put a keyboard player out there. Have him sing with you. Come on, people.
Yeah.
So we got something special for you for the next couple of weeks. At the end of the last episode, we talked about maybe doing some specialty shows about power ballads and ballads that we hate and love. So Danny and I separately, without consulting with each other, made a top bands we like, ballads that we like, power ballads and power ballads that we hate. So on this episode, we're going to do the power ballads and ballads from hard rock bands that we like. We're going to count it from 10 on down. And since this is the Hard Rock and Trivia Show, we'll throw some trivia questions in just to see if we can guess what the song is. So.
Nice.
It's like, okay, I was waiting for you to add something.
No, we it's funny because this is, we'll hear each other's list for the first time right now. Like, I don't know what your list is. You don't know what mine is.
Yeah, so what we'll do is we'll give a little clue to what the song is coming up. I'll do it first, and Danny will play my number 10. See if he can guess it before we play it, then we'll comment on it. I mean, he might disagree. He might love the song I picked or hate the song I picked. I don't know. We're just going to wing it, see how it goes.
Yeah, I doubt we have any of the same. I mean, there's so many. I mean, I'll just off the top of my head, I thought of like 23 song ballads that I like. But in my mind, I tried to go with only one band.
Yeah,
one example from each band.
Right, because if you hate all the ballads from a certain band or like all the ballads from a certain band, yeah, we want to spread it out. We can't do all Kiss songs or something. No,
I'm not going to do 10 Toto ballads.
No, even though there's some good ones. But so let's start this off, okay? We're going to do, this episode is going to be ballads, power ballads that we like from hard rock bands. All right, Danny, my number 10 is from a band that used to be known as White Sister. Do you know the name of the band? They changed their name after White Sister to...
Wasn't it Tattoo Rodeo?
It is Tattoo Rodeo. So go ahead and let's play that one. Remember that one?
Oh yeah,
great song.
Yeah, you can definitely hear the White Sister in that.
Yep, and was it Dennis Churchill Dries? Man, that guy could sing. Oh my god!
Oh yeah,
love that song. I love the first Tattoo Rodeo album. I never really listened to the second one much, but I'm wondering if anybody out there has even heard this song. It's from 1991. Been Your Fool from Tattoo Rodeo.
Nice.
All right, so now I have to go to your list. You're number 10. You got any?
All right. My number 10, it's a huge band. Maybe not quite as hard rock. Like, my list wasn't specifically hard rock. There are definitely some hard rock on here, but this band I've seen, I'll say at least 5 or 6 times.
Have I seen this band?
You have to have seen this band. This band is probably one of the most touring bands ever.
Oh, okay. So my guess is Illinois. Cheap Trick.
Yep.
All right. There you go. Now, Cheap Trick has a lot of great ballads and slow songs, so let's hear what it is. Here we go. Number 10 from Dan. Bye. That's funny you picked The Flame. Yeah, number one song, great. I think it's a great song. Band hates it, though. But they have
to
play.
That's a shame. I mean, that was one of their biggest hits.
I think because they didn't write it.
Yeah.
They wrote 95% of their songs, and they didn't write that, and they kind of did it to appease the record company, and it blew up. It's a fantastic song, and they still play it.
Yeah, I've seen them play it many times. And I mean, I love their other ballads, too, but this one does it for me.
Okay. I agree. Good song. So far, we don't disagree with each other.
All right.
My number 9 is from a band. Oh, this album came out in 1990. It was recently in a DC show on HBO Max. Kind of sounds like Rod Stewart. Actually, this band, when they came out, sounds like The Faces. And they're from, they're from London. Any ideas?
Shush. No idea.
London Choir Boys.
Oh, man. Okay. We'll have to see if anybody recognizes this one. Let's hear it. Right.
Do you know that?
That's a good one.
You know that one?
No, I didn't know that. I like the song, though.
Wow. Okay, so I maybe turned you on to something. Yeah, this band is known as the Choir Boys everywhere else, but for some reason, they were the London Choir Boys when they released that album here.
Okay.
And if you like 70s Faces with Rod Stewart, this band sounds a lot like them.
Yeah, totally. I see that.
Great song.
All right. So my number nine, this is another Illinois band.
Well, okay, another Illinois band. Okay.
That you and I have seen. We saw them together, actually.
Well, we saw Cheap Trick together, another Illinois band we've seen together.
Yep.
Okay, from the 80s?
Yeah, this is from their first album. Maybe not quite a ballad, but it's more of a power ballad. Okay. So go ahead.
My guess would be Enough's Enough.
That is correct.
Yeah, but it could be a lot of songs.
I know.
Donnie V is a great songwriter, along with really Chips is. Enough. Together, they're great. All right, So let's see which one you picked. There's no bad Enough's Enough songs, really. All right, here we go. Yeah, Fly High, Michelle. Yeah, I guess it could be a power ballad. I would say so. It's totally. Almost not, but it's
almost.
But it's. I would consider that a power ballad as well.
Yeah,
great song. That does not suck whatsoever.
No, and there were again, just like the other, just like Cheap Trick. There's so many songs I could have picked, but that one was one of my favorites.
So your first two picks are bands from Illinois who are influenced by the Beatles.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's nothing wrong with that. I mean, most bands are influenced by the Beatles or the Stones or both.
I really didn't think about that till just now, but that's funny.
Yeah.
My next band, number eight, is not from Illinois.
Okay, good to know. Yeah, Enough's Enough should have been huge. I mean, the songs are great on the first couple albums, the first three or four, but I think they switched record companies. I guess there was a famous story where Donnie V insulted the president of the record company they were on. And then for their second album, they got no support whatsoever. And then they got dropped. And there's a whole thing. So, yeah, the band kind of screwed that one up.
That's one of the bands that if I was on Eddie Trunk's band that should have been bigger, they would have been on my list.
Yeah.
Them and Jellyfish. And
yeah. Somebody did mention them on the show I just listened to. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Great. I mean, and I, you know what? Surprisingly, I don't think I have songs from either one of your bands on my list.
Well, I know I don't have any of your bands either.
I went a little deeper, I guess.
A little bit.
Okay.
But so, all right, so.
We're up to my number eight. All right, my number eight is from a band from the Pennsylvania, Maryland area. We saw this band open for Aerosmith, and they played this song. And when they played this song, they're each sitting in little chairs that went up 10 feet in the air. So it was kind of a spectacle. Yep, Kicks. Now, do you remember the name of the song they played? It's from 1983 off their Cool Kids album.
Sure. I can't think of it right now. I got the... I have a Faster Pussycat song in my head. Yeah.
I won't hum it to you. Just play it.
Just play it. Here we go. For shame it had to start like that. For shame it had to start like that. Could have had you for all last summer. Found my keys, but I lost your number. For shame it had to start like. Great song.
Yeah, see, so far no stinkers on our list.
Well, no. Nope.
There shouldn't be. This is the best of.
And we kind of know what we're talking about.
Sometimes.
We've only been doing it 50 years, so.
Yeah, 50 long years.
All right, that was a good one. Yeah. All right, so we're down now to my number eight. It's a band from California. We saw them at M3.
Okay.
I saw them at M3. I know that for sure.
Have you been to M3 without me?
Didn't I go one year with my brother?
I think you did, yeah.
Yeah, I went with my brother one year. He got great seats. Not as good as when you and I saw him.
Yeah. So where's this? The band's from California. Are they California, from the 80s, 70s?
80s band. They were big in the late 80s. They're still around. They just released an album not too long ago.
Is it LA Guns?
No.
No?
Nope. Go ahead and play it.
All right. Number
8.
Number 8. We need Casey Kasem here.
Number 8.
All righty. Outside your door. This song almost made my list. I had it there, and it got bumped by something else. But yeah. Love Song by Tesla.
Yep.
Sacramento, California. Yeah, I love that song.
I love the intro. You know, it's like an 8-minute song, but it's got a long intro to it. Really nice.
Yeah, does not suck at all.
Nope.
A jeans and t-shirt band from the 80s.
Totally.
Who are still kind of good, you know?
Oh, man, they rocked at M3.
Yeah, speaking of M3, are you going to go?
I think I'm going to go to Saturday night.
Yeah, you might as well.
Yeah, especially after that new Extreme song came out. Good God.
Yeah, the last three bands playing are Winger, Extreme, and Styx.
Yep.
Pretty damn strong.
Oh, yeah.
Does not.
And I've never seen Winger or Styx, so there you go.
Oh, yeah, you won't be disappointed at all, especially if Winger does their little medley of songs from bands that they play in besides Winger. Oh, my God, it's so good. Anything from Starship to Dokken, all kinds of stuff they play.
Alice Cooper.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I've been talking to my brother about going. He's going to talk to his kids. We may all go.
You going to bring the kids, too?
Well, his sons.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Expose the younger generation.
Exactly. I can't go the next day because we're going to the Phillies game, but that doesn't matter. I wasn't going to go to Sunday anyway.
There you go. And I think, single day tickets are already on sale. So
yep.
Go get your seats.
Yeah, and the lawn seats are like $50.
Yeah. I'd rather sit closer if they're available, but you never know.
They're not. It's sold pretty well.
Oh, okay. That's promising.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Down to number 7. My number 7 is definitely was out of all these bands, this is the most obscure band of all of them.
Oh, geez.
These guys released one album. They're from St. Louis. This song was a very minor hit, and it had another video. You'll never guess it in a million years. The name of the band is King of the Hill.
What?
Not the cartoon either. King of the Hill.
All right, let's listen to it.
All right. If I say you tomorrow, don't you know it's not too long, babe? If I see you crying.
All right.
Yeah, not
too bad. Definitely power ballad.
Yeah, definitely. This band is almost, you could put them in with the Dan Reed Network and Extreme. They have a funk side to them, too. So they'll play the hard stuff, they'll play ballads, and they'll play funk. Extremely diverse band, just like the bands I just named.
Nice.
So, good stuff. And I think their second album that never got released is going to get released in 2023. So,
okay.
There'll be 12 people out there who buy it. So, yeah.
All right, cool.
King of the Hill, not the cartoon.
King of the Hill. All right.
Yep.
Well, my number 7, shush. I don't know how to describe these guys. I've not seen them live. They're a great band. I really love their singer. And their singer was in Spinal Tap for about a minute.
Oh, would that be Mr. Duke Fame?
Yeah.
They mentioned that band, too, on Eddie Trunk's Bands That Should Have Been Huge. Guys, listen to it today.
And the band is?
Rough Cut.
That's right.
All right. So
yeah, they should have been huge, too. I love their second album.
I'm curious to see which song you picked.
All right. Well,
if it's the one I think it is, I said, damn, I should have put them on my list.
This is off their first album.
All right. Let's hear it. Damn it, I should have put that on my list. Dreaming Again by Rough Cut. Yep. It is a great song. And now that I've heard it, I was like, it could have bumped a couple of my songs easily. I'm surprised it's that low. 7. It should be 1.
Well, no.
I guess the other ones are better, huh?
Well, I mean, there's some great songs.
Yeah.
I love that song. And yeah. I love Rough Cut. So they're such a good band. And their second album, so freaking good.
I got to see them twice live.
Damn.
At the Reseda Country Club. First time I saw them. Who comes up for the encore? Take a guess. Who managed the band? Do you know? Do you remember?
No.
Wendy Dio. So who do you think jumped up on stage?
Her husband?
Her husband jumped up on stage.
Jeez. Or he was maybe helped up on stage.
Well, yeah. They had stairs. But yeah, I mean, Ronnie James Dio was there. Oh, this is the first time I heard him sing live. Oh, so good. That band live was great. And they should, and again, somebody mentioned them on the same show I listened to today. Bands that should have been huge. Yeah. They had everything going for them. The problem is they were one of the first LA bands to get signed. And just like Armored Saint, it took a couple years for it to come out. And by the time they didn't, and after those couple years, they didn't really push those albums. And they should have, because they're great. Oh, what a waste.
Yeah. Dang it.
Good song, Dreaming Again. Oh my God.
Well, that's why we both do this, and we don't talk to each other when we're doing it, because otherwise you'll pick some of mine, I'll pick some of yours, and then we'll have only 15 songs instead of 20.
Right. And I hope people out there listening, write down the songs that you think sound cool, and then go listen to them on Spotify or wherever you listen to. You'll be turned on to them. There's some great songs out there. And it's funny because Danny doesn't really like ballads that much.
I don't. But if they're good, like Dreaming Again and the ones we played, if they're good, no problem. But when we talk about the ones I don't like, I'm very passionate about the ones that suck so bad.
I think that's going to get the big numbers. This one's going to go, okay, those are nice songs. Then the next episode, yeah, we're going to go into the songs we hate.
Hated it.
All right. Number 6 for me is from a band that is huge in heavy metal history, but in the mid 80s they went through a couple of singers, I think three. And in 1985 they came out with a 1986 they came out with a ballad. And yeah, these guys are basically the fathers of heavy metal. Who do you think it is?
Black Sabbath?
It is Black Sabbath. In 86, who is their singer? Glenn Hughes.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, and then they came out with a song, No Stranger for Love.
All right, here we go. Why can't you see I'm no stranger to love? Living on the streets.
Yeah, you notice my clips are a little longer than yours, too. So,
my
clips are about from 22 to 28 seconds. Danny's,
yeah, I kept mine at 10.
10-second clips. So bitch at Danny for his clips being short and my clips being long. We didn't discuss how the length of the clip.
Go listen to the damn song if you want to hear the whole thing. You get a good gist in 10 seconds. I got the chorus in there.
Okay. Jeez, dude. Right. Calm down. Oh, geez. All right.
There you go.
Somebody had a bad day at work, apparently.
No, I was in my lounge pants all day. So.
Oh, nice. So, Glenn Hughes singing for Black Sabbath. Glenn at that time was a mess. He was a drug addict. He put on a gangload of weight. He was dying. In fact, he got kicked out of the band when they went on tour because he couldn't even perform. But they did put up the only, I think that, is that, oh, I wouldn't say it's the only Black Sabbath ballad, because there was Changes with Ozzy. That's a ballad.
I guess, yeah.
But yeah, Black Sabbath didn't have a boatload of them, but
That doesn't even sound like Black Sabbath, really.
No, it doesn't at all. Doesn't sound like Tony playing, but yeah, Tony wrote that song with Glenn Hughes.
All right, well.
Number six, Black Sabbath on a ballad show. Who knew?
All right, my number six is from a Canadian band.
Rush.
The first show that you and I went to go see together.
Hmm.
It must have been probably 80, 81.
I'm trying to.
The Meriwether Post.
Okay.
They were the headliners.
Oh, I know what song you're going to pick. It's going to be one of, it's going to be either Sign of the Gypsy Queen or the other one.
Just Between You and Just Between Me.
Which almost made my list, too.
Yep. Well, let's see. It made mine.
All right, here goes.
Just Between.
Yep, great song. Almost made my list. It's funny, so far we have not had the same song on the list yet. Wow.
We haven't had the same band yet, have we?
No. Yeah, April right. Wine was on fire back then with the Nature of the Beast. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that and the Harder, Faster album before that.
Oh, fantastic.
I mean, that kind of opened them up, and then they hit it out of the park with that Sign of Gypsy Queen and... Oh man, it was
And that was their peak. Then the next album after that was it was okay, and then the guy started leaving the band, and there's the Miles Goodwin project after that, and but they had a nice little short run. Yeah, April Wine, fantastic live band.
Oh man, that was so good. And Frankie and the Knockouts opened for them when we saw them.
Yep, they were great.
That could have been one of Sweetheart. That should be my number one. Damn it.
Yeah, I like Frankie and Knockouts, but I could pick a better ballad from them. But who knows?
Well, I would have picked Sweetheart, no question.
Yep.
Ugh.
All right. My number five is the weirdest slow song or ballad on this chart. I'm sure you don't know it. It's from a band. This song came out in 1992 on an EP. They had one album and an EP. Poof, and they were gone.
Oh, jeez.
Dana Strum, I think, produced their first album. They were a weird little band. I saw them do this song at the Rip magazine party at the Hollywood Palladium. Bands playing it, Bon Jovi, Warrant, and a bunch of other bands. Jackal, I think, was there. Bad for Good. Skew Siskin. And Kick Tracy was on there. And they played this weird ballad. I don't know.
All right.
I never heard. It's called Drop in the Ocean.
Who's the band?
Kick Tracy.
Kick Tracy. Okay, let's hear it.
And I could hear him say, ay, 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 ay.
All right.
Yeah. Have you ever heard that?
Nope. Never.
Yeah. They played it live and the whole crowd was singing that part. I mean, I didn't put any words in my little clip, but I love that damn song for some reason. It just resonates with me. It's a weird one.
All right.
Yeah. You can't even say anything because you never really heard it.
Yeah. I've never heard the song. It sounds pretty cool. Interesting.
Yeah.
It's weird chord progression, but
that whole Field Trip album is EP is weird.
All right.
One of the songs is called Living with a Dead Girl. Yeah, it's weird. Their first album was pretty much straight ahead, hair metal, big choruses, in your face.
Yeah.
And that EP is just all over the place. So check it out if you get a chance.
All right. Cool.
I promise no more. My next four songs are not weird or obscure. So.
Okay. All right, good. We're back to... Back to songs people know?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Well, this, my number five is from a 70s band. They're still around, but I don't know if they put any new music out, but 70s band, they're known for selling out Shea Stadium faster than the Beatles did.
I know exactly who you're talking about, and I thought of this song too, but I didn't include them. but I'm glad you did. Is it Closer to Home?
Nope.
No, by Grand Funk Railroad?
It is Grand Funk. Different song, though.
Wow. It's not a We're an American Band. It's not a ballad.
Nope.
Oh. All right. I got to play it now because I can't think of it. Let's see which one he picked.
All right. But I must have picked a bad time to be in love. A
bad time to be in love. A bad time to... Bad time. Yeah, yep. I love that song, too.
I know. I heard it somewhere. I don't know where I heard it. Oh, man, what a great song. And then I remembered it when we were talking about this. I thought, yeah, that's a great song. So,
yeah, why aren't these guys in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Three-piece from Michigan, came out of nowhere, and were huge for like 3-4 years.
Yeah.
They made a huge impact, and I guess the critics hated them. So,
well, if you know, their greatest hits album is nothing but hits. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know every single song.
And on a Kiss tip, Bruce Kulick's been in the band for like 15 years.
Yeah. Yep. He left a part of the information from the John Corabi book. He was in Union at the time. John Corabi and Bruce Kulick were in Union. And he was asked to go be in Grand Funk, and they said, well, Union's not going to do anything, so go ahead.
Yeah. You make a nice living playing.
Sure.
Playing weekends for Grand Funk. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to see that, but they don't seem to play around here very often. But, yeah, I'd go see it, even though Mark Farner's not in it. I think Max Carl, who used to be in 38 Special, sings lead vocals, and just a night of hits.
Yeah.
Grand Funk.
Yeah, great songs. Mark Farner it'd be cool to see him doing those songs, but I guess if he's going to tour, go see that.
Yeah, he does. So
there you go.
All right, my number four is a song you know for sure. It's probably the sappiest song on my list. It's from 1986, from this band's third album. They're a five-piece from New Jersey. Any clues?
Is it Bon Jovi?
It is Bon Jovi. What song do you think it would be? From Slippery When Wet.
Please don't say Always.
No, I hate that song.
Good, because that's on my other list.
Oh, I just gave it away.
I ruined it.
Go ahead and play this. You probably don't remember.
All right, here we go. Never say goodbye. Never say goodbye.
Oh, I saw the look on your face of disgust. Is that true?
I'm not a huge Bon Jovi fan anymore, really. Just because he doesn't shut the up. He just doesn't. He sings so much. And he needs to let the songs breathe a little bit, but they can't because he's freaking singing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But that wasn't on my list of songs, and it's okay for me. I'm not a huge Bon Jovi ballad fan.
Oh, okay. But you can hear where Sambora is really helping those vocals.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what's missing now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll see if they can get it back together.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe let Richie sing all the leads and John just play guitar.
Yeah. All right. We're up to my number four.
Uh-huh.
This is a band we talked about earlier in the show. They're playing at M3 on Saturday night this year. One of my favorite bands just in general of all time. But this is not their biggest hit, but maybe up there.
I'm going to say you're talking about Extreme.
That is correct.
Yeah. Now, this song you're talking about, is it on their biggest album?
If you mean Porno Graffiti, yes.
Yes, and it's probably not what we're thinking it is going. It's the other one, isn't it?
Yep. So go ahead and play it.
All right. There's a hole in my heart that can only be- Yep, good one.
Yeah, I love that song. I like it more than words.
Me too.
Great song. I mean, I guess it's a ballad because it's a 12-string acoustic, but
We call this ballads, power ballads, and slow songs. So that's
Yeah, there you go. So I love playing that one and More Than Words, but that one's a lot more fun to play, and it's just such a good song. And I like the message in the music. You know, don't just tell me you love me, prove it.
Yeah. Bow chicka wow wow. And now we know the real Danny.
That's right. Yeah. Well,
wow. Okay. Can't argue with that one. We agree. Nope. Yeah, we're not really fighting too much on this one because we're agreeing. All right.
Well, yeah, the songs that you didn't think on your list, they're on mine.
Yep. And I don't know if this is going to be on your list. This song won't be on your list for sure. But you know the band.
Your number three?
My number three. This was a four-piece originally, came out in the 80s. They became a five-piece later on, and they're still a five-piece, but they're all original. And they're playing M3 on Saturday night. So who do you think it could be?
Oh,
right before Extreme.
Is it Winger?
It is Winger.
All right.
But
like Winger.
It's not the song you think you'd, because originally I was going to put on Headed for a Heartbreak. I really like that song, but the song I picked is much more extreme. It comes off their number four album.
Okay, let's hear it.
Do you remember that song?
No, I don't.
That's called Blue Suede Shoes off of number four and from 2006.
Sounds like a cool song.
It is a cool song. That album is weird, too. It's probably my least favorite Winger album because it's very experimental. But I always like that song for some reason. It just resonates with me.
Cool.
So, yeah, go check that out on Spotify, everybody else.
Yeah.
Now we go.
That was your number three.
That was my number three. So we're going to your number three.
My number three. This is probably, this is my favorite band, and this is one of my favorite ballads by them. They have probably a not official album out called Just the Ballads. And, you know, I love every song on there, but this is the one that I've picked just as one of my favorites.
Okay. I didn't know Gwar had a ballads album.
They do. They do. It's a double album. God, double live.
Okay.
Double live Gwar in the ballads.
I'm sure you're talking about Toto.
That is correct.
All right. So it could be a lot of songs, but let's see which one you picked. Is it one where Lukather sings lead vocals? Possibly.
That narrows it down to about a half.
Okay, all right, let's play.
I don't think I don't think it's the one you're thinking of.
All right, let's find out. Yeah, I've never heard that one.
Yep, that song's called Anna.
Anna, and what album?
I think it's off the seventh one.
Okay, you think?
I think. I got it off the ballads album.
Oh, okay. Anna, that just resonates with you, huh?
Yeah. And, you know, I could have picked I Won't Hold You Back or 99 or...
I don't consider 99 a ballad, though.
Well, maybe you should listen to it because it is.
I don't think so because it's got that funk groove to it. To me, it's almost like a slow dance song. I love the song, but I don't consider it a ballad.
Okay, well, good, because I didn't pick it.
Good, because I'm right and you're wrong, damn it. Okay.
And then I'm right because I picked Anna, which is a ballad.
All right, so I guess you're right. Okay, fine, terrific. Now,
so there you go, Toto, number three.
Now we're down to the top two from each one of us.
Top two. And these better be good.
I think it's really good, but it's not who you expect to be. This was, it's from a guy. who left the band he was on MCA Records. They said, if you leave the band, the current band you're in, you owe us one single. So he went out there, recruited a couple of guys from Thin Lizzy, and they recorded this single from 1982. Any idea?
Jeez. I have no idea.
No idea? Okay, play it and let's see if you get it off of that.
All right, let's see. In the summer, we'd be crazy.
Idea?
Yeah, that's one of the best songwriters of all time. That was Phil Lynott.
But it's not his single.
Who is it?
It's John Sykes. See, yeah, John Sykes left Tigers of Pantang, and they said, you gotta record a single to get out of your contract. So he did. So he got Phil and Brian Downey to play on it. And I forgot who else plays on it. I think maybe Scott Gorham. Oh, it also could be Don Airey on there, too. I'm not sure, but
yeah.
Yeah, having Phil Lynott sing lead on that makes the song.
Oh, totally.
I love that song, but it didn't appear on anybody's album except for Tigers of Pantang's greatest hits. So,
is it on there?
Yeah.
It's considered a Tigers of Pantang song?
They stuck it on there. And they also stuck in, I think John Sykes also re-recorded it, I think, with him singing it as well. But the original version was just a single. But you can find it on a Tigers of Pantang's greatest hits.
Jeez, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but the song...
That and The Cage and Paris by Air and Love Potion number 9 and then Phil singing. Jeez, yeah. Whose decision was that? Because that's a joke.
Yeah, but it turned out okay, didn't it?
I guess. Sykes, it was a good song.
Sykes got the gig in Thin Lizzy because of that.
Yeah.
So it worked out. And now John sits around his house in Northridge and does nothing. Thanks, John.
Thanks.
Well, I think probably John probably moved. So who knows? All right.
All right. You're my number two. This is from one of the biggest ballad bands of all time. This was the last band I saw live. Actually, no. I worked a show at the Grand a couple weeks ago for Trombone Shorty.
What?
Which, but this is not Trombone Shorty. This was the band I saw previous to that.
Oh.
Up in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
I'm going to guess this Journey.
That is correct.
Faithfully?
No.
Another Journey.
Yeah, I could be. Faithfully is not my not one of my favorites from them.
Okay. All right.
So go ahead and play which one I picked.
All right, number two from Dan. I can't go wrong there. Open Arms by Journey. Still great.
They did that song live and I looked over at Dana and just said, "Whoa."
Yeah.
That was so freaking good. It was unbelievable. You know, I don't know if Journey does tapes or whatever. I don't know why they would because they have two keyboard players on stage. But they are so damn good.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
There's no tapes in that band because almost every guy on stage can sing.
Yeah.
And even Neil can sing, and he's the worst singer on stage. The rest of them all can sing.
Absolutely.
Wow. I'm surprised. Well, I was thinking more harder rock bands than Journey. But if you've seen Journey live, they're a hard rock band too.
Absolutely.
They're just known for their ballads. So there's nothing bad to say about that song. That's a wonderful song.
Great song.
And now number one.
With a bullet.
Yeah. My number one is a band from Seattle.
Pearl Jam.
No. Better
Nirvana.
Than that. Better.
Better than Nirvana?
Better. You know any other bands?
Let's see. Soundgarden?
No, better. I saw this band on their very first tour at the Reseda Country Club, and they released their first album was an EP, and I saw them, and the only reason I knew about them because I read about them in Kerrang, Everybody kind of wore like black, purplish leather outfits. They're a very heavy band. But in 1991, they came out with this song that blew up off of their fourth album.
Black and purple?
Well, their look back then from Seattle. They're off an album called Empire.
Oh, this would be Queensryche.
Yeah. So what song?
Okay. I got a Silent Lucidity.
Correct. My number one ballad.
Totally could have been on my list. Here we go.
Oh, it gives me goosebumps. Love that song.
That is such a great song.
Yeah. The only negative is when you see them live, the backgrounds are taped.
Yeah. Well, no doubt.
Yeah. Jeff Tate or Todd Latore, they sings it live, but the guys behind them don't really sing.
Yeah.
And Chris DeGarmo did, but the other guys really don't. So live now, they just play it to track. But the song is great.
I'm okay with backing vocals being tracked, you know. Lead vocals and instruments, absolutely not. Play your damn instrument.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if I want to see you get up there and dance, I'll pay half.
Dance, bitch. Dance.
Exactly. But I'm only giving you half.
That's right. I'm only giving you 25 the lawn seats, pal. Wow. Okay.
All right. So mine number one.
All right. This better be good. Is it better than mine?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
Okay.
From a guy that you turned me on to. Used to be in.
Hold on. It's Scam Likely. Let me turn Scam Likely off here.
Yeah.
Probably trying to sell me some insurance or whatever.
Right. Yeah, warranty for your truck.
Oh, I hate those.
Yeah. I've told people, I don't have a truck.
So you actually talked to them, huh?
No.
Okay.
Well, at the beginning.
Yeah.
We like talking about extended warranty for your truck. I don't have a truck.
I had one call me the other day. Oh, you live at, they gave me an address. It was nowhere near where I live. They go, that's not my address. Oh, it's not? No. But they still like, well, anyway, then they went through their spiel. I just hung up. Like, Come on, stop. Yeah.
All right. So anyway, my number one is a guy you turned me on to. He was in a couple bands and now he's doing his own thing. Most people may know him as more of a producer, but, you know, I go see him live every single time.
I think I know what song you picked.
I don't think you do.
All right. The guy we're talking about is Butch Walker.
Yep.
And I think you picked Cigarette Lighter Love Song. Am I right?
Not even close.
Wow.
No, I picked a song off American Love Story.
Oh, you're definitely right. I would not guess the song.
The last song on the album, song called I Forgot to Say I Love You.
All right, let's play it here and see how sappy Danny's song is.
I forgot to say I love you.
I need a tissue now. I don't even know that song, but it sounds cool.
You probably didn't listen to the album, but it's kind of a concept. Well, it's absolutely a concept album. And you have to listen to this song in context with the rest of the album, but just the song by itself is beautiful. And the message in it just kills me every time.
So what has everybody learned about Danny and myself? We're two saps. Guys have been married over 20 years. One's a grandfather. The other one will be grandfather in about 15 years, I hope. Not anytime soon, but
15.
I hope so. I'm still alive in 15 years. Yeah, we're a couple of saps.
Yeah, well, next time we'll do the hardest songs from ballad bands.
Okay.
That'll be a little harder.
Before we sign off on this little episode, let's give some honorable mention songs. I came up with a couple. we talked about Extreme before. I was going to pick Ghost.
Okay. What song?
Ghost. No, the Extreme song called Ghost. Okay. Not the band Ghost.
Okay.
Jesus. And the other one I was going to pick is a Gary Cherone song, Need I Say More, which I don't even know if he released on any album. I think he just released it to the internet. But he says the F word in the song. It's a ballad. It's kind of weird.
Ooh.
Ooh, the F word. He said fudge. So those are my honorable mentions. And a lot of the songs that you picked, I probably would have picked as well. So,
some of my honorable mentions were Ballad of Jane by L.A. Guns.
Eh.
I Believe in You by Y&T. Yeah. Such a good song.
Yep. Agreed.
Thought about the Bad English song, When I See You Smile.
Good one.
Sentimental Street by Night Ranger.
Fantastic one. I should have put on my list.
Yeah. And let's see, another one. Well, there's another ballad on that album, American Love Story by Butch Walker, called Out in the Open, which is freaking amazing. So
okay. I guess I go back and listen to that stuff. I have so much stuff by him that I haven't listened to yet.
Yeah, that album is so good. It's should have been way, way bigger, but
okay.
Whatever. It's a great album.
All right. But,
so there you go.
There it
top
is.
Top 10 ballads.
Our top 10 ballads. Yep. So next time you hear this, we're going to give the top 10 songs that we absolutely hate.
It's a balance.
And some of these are going to surprise you because some of them were big hits. One of the ones you mentioned, though, Goodbye to Jane. I don't know what it is about that one. I like L.A. Guns, but I don't like that song that much. I almost put it on my worst.
Wow.
But it's a well-constructed song. But I don't know. It's just something rubs me the wrong way. I think when we get to my songs that I don't like, they're not bad songs. If there's something about it that just gets me. I don't know.
That's how I am. I think you could probably change the lyrics to most of mine on my bottom list, and it would be the same song.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrible. Same, you know, acoustic intro, then a couple choruses, then a verse, then a sappy guitar solo, either before or after a bridge, another chorus, another verse, then a chorus, and then you fade out, and it just, ugh.
Yeah. All right, so, yeah, my wife hates More Than Words, which I never quite understood, because she loves ballads, but she hates that song. Like,
okay.
All right.
It's interesting. Dana and I played it, and Dana sang it at a wedding.
Really?
I didn't want to say, you know, this is about put up or shut up.
Maybe, but it was appropriate. Did the wedding last?
Yeah, maybe so. Last? Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah, they're still married.
It worked. Okay. All right. And on that note, we'll see you in a couple weeks with our hated ballads by hard rock and metal bands. All right.
Most hated.
See you later. Bye.